LSL sitting in my recliner.
Hey, Jimmy, don't get up from the recliner in 4DJC.
My recliner is actually a gaming chair that I use for an office chair, and it's got a little foot prop on it, and the back lays down, and I'm hearing on the radios, and been playing a little bit on 20 today, and the band is pretty well opened up. Made my first contact to W1AW.
Just on regular sideband, or are you FT8?
I'm on 14-242 right now.
HF antenna anyway, so I was just curious. So, what you been up to?
Went to the doctor this morning, went to the grocery store, and spent way too much money there. Let's go, Brandon. And now we're back at home and just playing on the radios. Don't have anything planned for today or tomorrow. Got to go Wednesday down to Greenwood and pick up my dad's pontoon boat. It should be ready by then. And other than that, absolutely no plans.
What, having a pontoon work done, or what's going on?
Earlier this year, and he was out on Hartwell the other day, and he was pulling a tube, and he got a six beep alert, and engine went into guardian mode. So he called me, and I went out in my boat and checked his oil while he was there in the water and everything else, and didn't see anything wrong. And it turns out it just overheated because he was pulling a tube and had about 10 people on it. And they just, on the boat, and then two or three on the tube. So it just kind of put a little bit of stress on the motor and overheated it. So they've got something that they're going to put on it to help solve that issue.
It's a major deal, that's for sure. It pontoons my son-in-law's got one. He keeps his at Pullman. We have been out. They go about every weekend, and we have been out on it a while. That's their idea of riding around the lake. They're not the same as ours. You know, we used to, when my in-laws were living, we'd get there. They had a 24-foot pontoon. We'd get out in the evening and just kind of cruise around and maybe stop by and get supper at one of the little restaurants on the lake there, and cruise back in after dark, and we like going when it's not so busy out there. And of course, they got a 10-year-old or 12-year-old, and they like riding around. He likes to fish a lot, which is difficult to do in a pontoon. But like I said, their idea, my idea of pontoon is not sitting out in the sun.
Well, Dad bought this one. When they bought their lake house, they wanted a boat that the whole family could enjoy, and they could take out more than just five or six people. My little Tracker Pro Guide is rated for six people. It's got a little 115 horse mercury on the back of it, and it does pretty good. And I like to just kind of cruise. I don't like, I don't have to go blazing across the water. So it cruises at a good rate for me, and able to do a lot of fishing on it. It's got a trolling motor and the graphs and all of that. And so I mainly use that one for fishing, or when just me and the wife and kids are out on it. But they love to go and pull tubes and, let the kids have a good time.
Kind of surprised when he bought a Berkshire, I think is what it is, and it's a nice boat. It's a lot nicer than what we were accustomed to when we were growing up, but just a nice boat. But it didn't have the seats in the front. And kind of surprised he didn't get one that had the seats on the front, two seats up on the front, and had the trolling motor on as well. I think he would have really enjoyed it. It's hard to control. The pontoon's hard to control even with a trolling motor, but he catches a lot of fish and enjoys it. But when I used to go fishing, I just had a fishing boat. I had either a John boat or a Carolina skiff or something like that and go. But I like cruising around. I like pontoons. I just like to cruise on them. I don't like to be sitting still, usually. But 5 years now, they've gotten the good out of it. They'd use that thing every weekend, maybe at least once, and maybe a couple of times. It's not too far for them to drive from Greenville to, since it's important, they can just You know, take the rope, flop it, make sure it's full, and go out.
You know, my parents, when they decided to finally retire and they bought the house on the lake, you know, they've got a dock, so we keep both of the boats docked at their dock, and they're getting a new one built. Should be here sometime in May, I think, is coming. May of next year. Double slip covered dock, so, you know, we can keep all the, we don't have to keep covers on them all the time. But I tell you what, gas on the lake is starting to get higher than a hippie in a helicopter. It is running close to $7 a gallon now. It's north of $6 a gallon. And they went and filled it up the other day, and it was $170. And I about freaked. I said, well, I'll just start bringing my 5-gallon gas cans and bring my gas with me.
On ourselves till 2005, we had a covered double slip. We'd had it since the 60s. And I sold it in 2005. That was just too far for us to... Some of the other side of Hart was too far for us to get. I was working in Greenville then, and I'm gonna have time to sell it, and of course now would be time to sell it, but then we sold it, you know, when they were kind of at their peak for that time period. But we couldn't build a big house down there, so we didn't need to build a big house anyway, and it's just a little secluded for us where it was located. So we decided just to let it go, and our parents, they stayed on there until about, I think they moved into town about 2009 or something like that, but they lived out there. They had a 7-bedroom house out there for quite a few years and moved out there permanently, I think, about 1995. So we got to enjoy their lake house and dock. And then my sister-in-law and her husband, the one that lives in Duluth, they had a house out there near, actually not too far from the... it was in South Carolina. It was in Georgia, I guess. It was right there at the, right as you cross the interstate there, and theirs was in Georgia, and we enjoyed it for another few years. We had lake life all of our teenage to adult lives, I guess, Jimmy.
We absolutely love it out there, and you know, here the past few weeks with gas prices and vacationing and just life getting in the way, we haven't really been out there as much as we would like to be out there. But we are going out there again this week. Like I said, I got to go down to Greenwood and pick their boat up and relaunch it and get it back onto their dock. But we're going to spend that day Wednesday. My wife will probably just come down from Greenville Wednesday afternoon and meet us there at the house. I think we're going to do a little bit of fishing for catfish on Wednesday evening. See if we can't catch a mess and do some filleting and maybe a fish fry later on this week or some other time.
Went out Friday and caught 6 or 7 cats, sea fishes, bass and cats, and 6 or 7 cats, and most of them were in the 3 to 5 pound range. They're pretty nice. He also goes up to Monticello with one of his friends that, you know, fishes up there all the time. They catch some big ones. They catch them 25-30 pounds or so. Does some striper fishing too. They've got some big stripers up there, and on Harville too, for that matter. But it's the cats have been biting the last few weeks. He said he's been on some good bites just using night crawlers, I think.
To hear. Yeah, we use chicken livers and night crawlers for cats, and yeah, those are some nice catfish. The striper fishing is one thing that I've always been fascinated by, and I've never done it. I've never done it. I don't know the first thing about fishing for stripers. I mainly fish for bass and catfish and crappie. Love crappie in the early spring, where I can just go and set out about 6 lines and troll. And so kind of got a breeze going, and it's kind of relaxing until they all start hitting your lines all at once. Earlier this year, when the pre-spawn was going on, I ended up with COVID. So I just went out there when I started feeling better, just went out there and in the boat by myself, just did some crappie fishing, caught some nice messes of fish, and had some nice fish fries.
Best eating fish. That walleye, my two favorites. I'm, I used to love trout fish a lot, and I don't care that much for trout, you know, unless they're natives and they're eating them, but I always like crappie and walleye is the two best fish, freshwater fish I've had. But the striper fishing here is really good, but you know, I think most people, I think you're better served, you know, going out with a guy at least the first time that knows what you're doing, because, you know, they got to have, they use blueback herring or a lot of times and some other stuff too. But now I've caught some nice ones just rolling with, I used to get just the biggest little Cleo I could find out there and troll them two at a time. I've caught some nice ones, and, you know, we've used a catch hours later in the fall, though, November or so, and then January. The fishing is pretty good if you can stand the weather. We've caught some pretty nice ones, you know, 25, 30 pounds. And, you know, Harwell's given up a couple of 55 pounders not too far off the interstate up here, too, in the last, probably the last 10 years.
Folks, that means I'd probably have to change to some heavy equipment. I mainly have got anything from ultralight to light action mediums. So probably would have to get some heavy equipment and some bigger reels and bigger braid.
Using them, a lot of times I've seen them use those jigging reels like they use for salt water, but we used to just use 6,000 and 7,000 series of bassers with clickers on them, but we weren't as high tech. Now they use downriggers and all that too, Jimmy says. It's such a specialty deal now in the world that sometimes it's worth paying to get a guide out there with you. But if you just like to piddle around, you know, one thing's good as the other one, you know, just get out there and sit out there and use a cut bait and, you know, something easily hit it after a while. It's like anything else, you can be out there for two or three days sometimes and not catch a daggum thing, and then next thing you know, you can't reel them in fast enough. And hybrid fishing is really good here too. And at one time, the hybrid fishing below Harwell Dam was really good when they generate. We've caught some big, you know, 7-8 pound hybrids down there. A lot of times I'd have a trout on when we used to. I don't know if they may still stock rainbows down there. I mean, lip break. When he used to stock trout down there on a regular basis, I'd have a trout on and have a hybrid come up and take my trout and everything else along with it. I had one. It was a big one. It was a really big hybrid. It had to go on 7 or 8 pounds. It just stripped my little. I was running 2 pound ultralight on a little Abbey Garcia rod, one of those little initial 4 or 8s, and stripped every bit of 2 pound line I had. it didn't even slow down. It was like holding onto a freight train.
The first time we visited Lake Hartwell, I think I told you the story, I'm not sure. It's a couple of years ago when we went camping, and I had just gotten my boat. And we were sitting out there one evening there at the campground, right there at Exit 1. I think it's the Hartwell State Park over here on the South Carolina side. And I threw out my open face. I've got a couple of open face, and I had it with 40-pound braid on it. And I threw some chicken livers out there and just let it sit out there. And, you know, the tip just kind of started jiggling a little bit. Well, as soon as it went down, I set the hook. I don't know what was on the other line of this, on the other end of the line, but it took off. It stripped almost half a reel of drag on it, and I fought it for about 5 or 10 minutes. Next thing I know, it snapped that 40-pound braid. It was, must have been the size of a Volkswagen.
But they're still, you know, they're still there now, but I know years ago there was some big cats in there when it first started back up. There was still some big cats that were in Savannah River that, you know, they were, I don't remember hearing anybody catch anything real big, but, you know, 25-pound fish can do a lot of, you know, you just can't crank that drag down tight enough no matter what you got on it, on a regular bait casting reel to stop a big catfish. You got to have something that's got some brakes. You got to have plenty of plenty of rides, too, to be able to horse them around. It could have been a big cat, it could have been a, I mean, a hybrid. I've seen hybrids do the same thing. They just, you can take a hybrid and a striper, 8 pounds a piece, and that hybrid will pull that striper around all day long. They've got more tenacity than anything, any freshwater fish I've ever hooked into.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to going and doing some catfishing. It's hot weather. Catfish love hot weather. So you know, we'll probably just kind of fish there in the channel where my dad lives. We may take off in the tractor and go up the river a little bit and see what we can catch there, and you know, do some anchoring up. My wife has never fished for catfish, and I didn't realize that until she told me that the other day, and I said, well, honey, we're going to go then. That's, you know, she goes bass fishing with me. She trolls for crappie, and I tell you what, she is just absolutely phenomenal. You get her on a boat with, you know, trolling 6 lines, and she'll help carry 5 of them and take care of them. She'll take care of all the lines while I do the steering of the boat, and, you know, I'll keep 2 lines up at the front with me, but she'll handle all 4 of the lines in the back, and if she gets into something that she can't handle, say, you know, if she gets, you know, 2 or 3 on a line, she'll just bring me one, and I'll just start reeling it in for her. She's phenomenal. She loves to do archery with me, and she hunts with me. So, yeah, we're going to have a good time and go out and do some fishing for some catfish.
Good plan. You know, my wife used to fish me a lot, but this wood, I hadn't been out in years. I don't guess. Trout fishing was always my favorite, but I don't like to go out by myself anymore out on the river. I mean, out on creeks and stuff. It's just too hard for me to get around. But I loved it when I could do it. But yeah, I was big into archery and won a few tournaments in my years, and we just had a good time. She would usually go with me. She didn't shoot or anything, but I did. I usually shot. Back when NFAA was big back in the 60s and 70s, and I'd shoot every day. Small range in Harlow there near the American Legion Golf Course down there, which is just a mile out of town. And we had a regular field range out there, and I had a great time. And when I lived in Southwest Georgia down in America's, one of the ladies there that worked at the college there was Janice Beverly, and she was the NFAA women's champion for years in bear bow, and she just shot a recurve back then. But man, I loved it. I shot up until about maybe 10 years ago, and I just said, nope, can't handle it anymore. My eyesight's not that great, and don't have the strength really to, even with a compound bow, to be able to do it, be as good as it once was. I just said, if I better quit while I'm ahead. N4DJC Friday.
KUG4LSL. Yeah, Jerry, I know exactly what you're talking about. And I know where Americus is down in Southwest Georgia. I think I told you the story about Plains. That's where I used to hunt, right there on Plains Highway. Back years ago, different chapter of my life. But Jerry, anytime you want to go fishing, brother, all you got to do is give me a buzz, and I will be glad. You know, you can meet me over here at my house, and we'll hop in the truck, and we'll go down to the boat, and we'll go do some fishing. I do not mind that at all.
Pick up on it when it cools off a little bit. There's a few spots I won't tell you about them over the radio, but there's a few spots you might want to try out later on this fall, maybe for stripers and ivers too, but I don't know how far. Yeah, it depends on where you put in it, I guess, or where the lake lot is. But there's a few spots that are usually pretty good in the fall and winter for stripers. But anyway, I got a guy coming to do some cutting down some crepe myrtles for me today. He's supposed to be in a little bit. He hadn't showed up yet. He hadn't showed up yet. I'm just looking out the side window here. But anyway, it's good hollering at you, and Well, you're doing okay. We'll have to get together sometime, sure enough, because it's, America's, that whole area down there, we have family down there. Still, they're in Blakely now. I think most of them are in maybe Blakely, somewhere down that area, too. Blakely and a couple of those little small places, and used to have family in Preston, too. Of course, I know you know where that is. But we enjoyed living down there. It's just as hot like it is up here. It's just a different kind of heat, I guess. But Jimmy, you take it easy, and I'll holler at you a little bit later on, and y'all just stay cool, man. KG4 LSL M4 DJC.
All right, Jerry. Yeah, very fine. And, I look forward to it. My boat is up on the Sugar Creek. So it's north of 85 here. It's up on Sugar Creek. And, it's in water all year round. I normally pull mine around October, November, depending on when they're going to start dropping it. I'll pull it and just do the winter maintenance and upkeep, but we are two or three miles from a boat ramp, so I'm not opposed to putting it in the water at any given time to go fishing. Go get some crepe myrtles cut down, and we'll talk to you later on. N4 DJC 73, sir. We'll talk to you later on this evening. KG4 LSL.